Okay. Zot the Gemara daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Hesevu, fifth line. Hesevu echad mevarech. So the Mishnah told us that if they are leaning, remember in those times, Hesevu was the derech of kvius sudo. So then echad mevarech le kulam. If, however, it is not Hesevu, if it is Yoishvin, so then each one makes a bracha for themselves. Again, this is all talking about Yayin, which is not Betoich HaMozoin. The Mishnah says if it's Yayin Betoich HaMozoin, then for some reason everybody makes a bracha themselves. Under all circumstances, the Gemara will discuss why that should be. Either way, says the Gemara, Hesevu Echon Mavarech, Omarav Loi Shanu Elo Pas Deboi Hesevu Loi Shanu. That halacha was only ever applicable. When did we say that what? When did we say that there's a difference between Hesevu and Yeshivu? That's only with regard to bread. Debo'i Hesevu. That's when we require Hesevu. However, Avol Yayin Loi Bo'i Hesevu. But wine does not require Hesevu. Why does wine not require Hesevu? So it seems to be, in the opinion of this of Rav, that Yayin, even without Hesevu, is still considered to be a kvius. Therefore, bread, as it were, there's two ways to eat bread. Either sitting or leaning, and it's only when you're leaning that it's a kvius. But Yayin, even without. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Afilu Yayin Nami Bo'i Hesevu. So Rabbi Yochanan is Machmir, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the distinction that you make between bread and wine, I don't accept. As far as I'm concerned, there's absolutely no difference between bread and wine. In the same way as bread requires Hesevu, what does that mean, it requires Hesevu? In other words, it requires Hesevu for this halacha to kick in, that one makes a bracha for everybody. So too, says Rabbi Yochanan, wine is exactly the same, as opposed to Rav, who differentiates between pas and yayin. Ikka de Omri, some had an alternative version. Everybody agrees this is a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What the machlokes is, there seems to be a discussion. Ikka de Omri, Omar Rav, that what Rav said was, Loi shanu elopas d'mahanya lei hasevo. What does it mean, d'mahanya? That it helps. Not an issue of whether you require it or not. Who says hasevo helps? In the case of bread, hasevo will help, because then it's considered a kvius sudo. So then, echad mevarech lekulam. However, Avol Yayin Loi Mahanya Le Hesevu. But wine, it's not a matter of whether you need it or don't need it, it's whether it helps at all. Wine doesn't, Hesevu doesn't help. What does that mean, it doesn't help?
Everybody's going to make their own bracha.
Right, it means even if they're leaning, there is no concept of kvius with regard to wine. You don't have a wine meal. You can have a bread meal, but you can't have a wine meal. Therefore, even if you're leaning, it doesn't help. I.e., everybody will make their own bracha under all circumstances. To which Rabbi Yochanan responds, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no, afilu yayin nami mahanya le hesevu. So again, there is two versions of what the machlokes is. Was Rabbi Yochanan coming to be machmir, or was he coming to be Mekel? According to version one, he was coming to be Machmir. You, Rav, differentiate between Pas and Yayin. You say Yayin doesn't need Hesevu. And I, Machmir, I say, yes, it does need Hesevu. According to the second opinion, it wasn't an issue of whether it needs it or not. It's whether it helps. You, Rav, were telling me that Hesevu doesn't help. What does that mean, it doesn't help? has no consequence, has no bearing on wine? And I say, yes, it does. Yes, it does. That's the machlokes. The two lishnas about whether wine needs hesevah or whether wine helps hesevah bichlal. Does it help? May it not help? Why might it not help? For reasons we just said before, because it could be there's no concept of kvius when you're talking about wine. Fine. Now, says the Gemara, we have a kasha. Meisvei. Now, this is the brisa that we have referred to a number of times. So it's a lengthy brisa. We need to take it slowly. Ketzad seva seda heseva. What exactly, how was this heseva carried out? And from the whole order of things, we can learn a number of halachas. Oirchin nichnosin, the guests would enter. Ve'yoshvin algabe safsolim v'algabe katedrois. So the first thing is, in came the guests, and they sat themselves down on these benches. V'algabe katedrois. What's katedrois?
Chairs.
Ad shi'ikonsu kulam, until all had entered. Okay. Heviu lohem mayim. They brought them wine.
Water,
excuse me. They brought them water. Kol echod ve'echod noitel yodoi achas. And every single one of them would wash one hand. Look at Rashi immediately on the second narrow line. In other words, Rashi is telling you, don't translate it as if they would bring them water. Rather, this is what they always did. It's not in a particular circumstance. This is what they always did. They always brought them water. And what do they do with it? Noitel yodoi achas. Why would they wash one hand? Lekabel bo kois. To be makabel with that hand, the kois that they were going to drink before the food. We're about to see that they drank wine before the mozein, and they washed one hand. So clearly, this is not the regular halacha of netilas yadayim before bread, which obviously you have to wash both hands. This is a new halacha. In fact, if you look at the top tosfos immediately, Tosfos says, "Kol echad noitel yodei achas mipnei kvoid habracha." A brand new halacha. Mipnei kvoid habracha. What does that mean? Kvoid habracha.
Covered to the bracha.
Covered to the bracha. Which bracha?
Bor
Pri Hagafen. Bor Pri Hagafen, as we've seen on many occasions before, is considered an extra prominent bracha. It's not just your regular bracha. And therefore, before you made that bracha, you had to wash one hand. Which hand? The hand in which you're going to place the kos. Now, there is a halacha which is not so commonly known for good reason. And that is, essentially, when you have fruits, you're supposed to wash your hands. At least if they're fruits that have been dipped into water, or vegetables. The one time a year that we do this is, of course, Seder night, we do Urchatz, before Karpas. But the Gemara says that essentially we don't do this halacha around the year, it's not the custom, and so much so, whoever does it is considered to be Megasei Horuach. Gasei Horuach means he's a Bal Gaiva. Because why are you practicing halachas, which is not really essential, it's not mukhi, it's not an absolute chiv. So why is this hand, you're washing your single hand before the yayin, that seems to be acceptable. Washing your hands before fruit seems to be unacceptable. What's the difference? So Tosfos says, V'loi domi. It is not comparable to Neutel Yodov Lepoirois to have a Megasi Haruach. It is not comparable to washing your hands for before fruit, which is considered Gasi Haruach, Bal Gaiva. Why is this any different? Kiven She'enoi Neutel Shtei Yodov. Because you are not washing both hands. You're only washing one hand for some reason. That apparently seems less of a gas ruach. Ma shein ken, if you wash both hands before eating fruits and vegetables, that's two hands. That is considered gasi haruach. Okay, so either way, we have learned from Tosfos what this washing is all about. It's a brand new halacha that you wash your hands out of kavod for the bracha that you're about to make. What is that bracha you're about to make? Bori Pri HaGofen. You're going to place the kois in one hand, and if that's the hand that you must wash. Okay, back to the braisa. So again, Hevi'u lohem mayim, they would bring them water. Kol echod ve'echod neitel yodoy achas, and every single one would wash one hand. Okay, now, they've sat down. They're waiting for everybody to arrive. They've washed one hand. Bo lohem yayin. And now they bring the wine. Kol echod ve'echod mevorech la'atzmoy. Remember, they haven't yet started the heseva. They're still sitting on the chairs. So they bring them wine and everybody makes a bracha for themselves. Now let's stop immediately. We're going to call this the Reisha. After this is going to be a Sefer. This Reisha clearly tells us that what? Everybody makes their own bracha. Now, is that a question on Rav, on Rabbi Yochanan, on the first Lishna, on the second Lishna? So l'chayra, it's going to be a problem according to which Lishna? The first Lishna. Why? According to the second Lishna, said either the Heseva doesn't help or it does help. But you certainly need Heseva. Without Heseva, you cannot say the Echod Mevorech L'Kulam. Fine, so the second Lishna is good. But according to the first Lishna, what was the opinion of Rav? The only pas needs Heseva. But Yayin
does not
need Heseva. Meaning even when you sit, one person will make a bracha for everybody. So that's going to be very problematic with the braisa we just learned. Because here it says, they're all sitting down. And it says everybody makes their own individual bracha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good. Because he says, yes, there's no difference between pas and yayin. If you have a seva, one bracha. No a seva, multiple brachas. So over here, we're talking about there's no a seva. They're all sitting. That's why there's multiple brachas. But according to Rav, who says that, no, the whole concept of a seva only applies to pas. But when it comes to yayin, you simply don't need a seva. Well, if I don't need Heseva, then why over here does it say that everybody makes their own bracha? That's one question that we're going to have to point out. Okay, keep on going. Says the Braisa. Olu. What does it mean, Olu? They now got up from their chairs and they went up onto the beds, which is where they used to eat. Vehesevu, and now they did the Heseva. Ubo lohem mahim, they now brought them wine for the second time. Af al pisha kol echod ve echod notal yodoy achas, comma. Even though everybody has already washed one hand, as we pointed out before, choyzer ve noitel shtey yodov. Now they will go once again and they will go and wash both their hands. Says Rashi. Fourth narrow line. Olu al hamitois. They went up onto the beds. Vesevu. And they began leaning. chayzev anoytel beis yodov. He will once again go and make a bracha, wash both hands, shetzorich lechoil bishtehen. Because when you drink, you only drink from one hand. If you only need to wash one hand. But when you eat, you're going to eat with both hands. I think it's safe to say that in those days they didn't have cutlery. So therefore eating essentially with both hands. With both hands, you need to wash both hands. Fine. Back into the braisa. Bolohem yayin, and now wine was brought. This is, of course, now the second time the wine was brought. And guess what it says? Afal pisha kol echod ve'echod birech la'atzmo, even though everybody has already made a bracha. But now, echod mevorech lekulam. But you've got to make another bracha. We'll see why soon. But the chiddush is that over here, not everybody makes a bracha, but one makes a bracha for all. Now, this is also going to be problematic. Why? Because you see that at least with Heseva, when it comes to Yayin, it does help. And yet in the second Lishna, what did we say? That according to the Tanakam, according to Rav, Heseva doesn't help. Here it says it does. Says the Gemara. So we have two kashas. Now before we see the two kashas, look immediately in Rashi, a very, very fundamental Rashi. In order to understand this Rashi, we need to do Chazara of the previous Omud and Tosfos. How many times have they had wine so far? Twice. First time, everybody made their own bracha. Fine. Then, the wine was brought again. And now we say, you're going to make another bracha. Who makes the bracha? One on behalf of everybody. But there'd be two brachas over the yayin. Now, let's go slowly. We learned a daf ago, yayin shelifnei hamozoin patters the yayin la'acha hamozoin. That's before a Mishnah, non-debatable. We saw in the Gemara, Shabbos, Yom Tov, weekday, etc., etc. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, if for the first time you had your yayin during the mozoin, will that exempt the wine after the mozoin? It's a machlekas in the Gemara. Lishrois, Lishtois, and Tosfos told us, we're machmir. Case number three, if you have yayin shelifnei hamozoin, and then yayin during the mozoin, so Tosfos, that's definitely potter. Why is that definitely potter? Because the first yayin was lishtois, the second one is lishrois, that's a downgrade. So obviously the higher form of bracha will exempt the lower form of bracha. So Tosfos told us absolutely clearly that yayin shelifnei hamozoin will exempt yayin during the mozoin. It was not actually discussed during the Gemara. It was not discussed in the Gemara, but that's the case that Tosfos mentioned. Now, back to our story. In this case of the Orchin, they've also drunk wine twice. So l'chayra, one was lifnei hamozoin. Now they've washed their hands. So l'chayra, the second wine, we'll classify that as toich hamozoin. So you shouldn't need a bracha. So it seems to me we have a mefurash gemara, not like Tosfos. Again, wine number one was before they washed their hands. Well, they only washed one hand, but that's not really obviously during the meal. The second cup of wine was after having washed their hands. So if it's after having washed their hands, okay, that's called during the meal. And if it's called during the meal, why are you making a bracha? Says Rashi. Even though everybody has made their own bracha over the first cup of wine, says Rashi, nonetheless, tzrichin oid bracha. You still need another bracha. Why not? She'ein bracha rishoina poitratoi. Because the very first bracha that he make will not exempt the second cup. Why not? She'ein horishoin koru, because the first cup is not called, quote unquote, shelifnei hamozoin, close quote. You cannot classify this as wine before the mozoin. Why not? She'einoi b'mokoim su'uda. It's not in the mokum of the suda. Remember, where's the suda taking place? On the beds. This was taking place when they're still in the foyer, outside, on the chairs. There has got no connection to the meal. The high basra. And this second cup of wine, who yayin shelifnei hamozoin? That's the yayin shelifnei hamozoin. But the wine before that was what? Just the wine you had in the foyer of the hotel outside, that wasn't the Yayin Shelefnei HaMozoin, that was just your welcome pack, your hello, your good morning. Then you made your way onto the bed. Ah, you had Yayin. That's now to whet your appetite. So we've just got an answered, I think, Tosfos now. We said that we seem to have a Gemara neged Tosfos. Yayin shelefnei hamozoin, yayin toich hamozoin, says Rashi, no. You push everything back one stage. The first cup of wine was not called yayin shelefnei hamozoin. Why not? Because it wasn't in the mokim of the mozoin at all. To the contrary, it's the second cup of wine, which we thought maybe is called toich hamozoin, says Rashi, no. That's called the yayin shelefnei hamozoin. They haven't even begun eating yet. Remember, what do? They wash their hands and they had a cup of wine. They haven't started the bread yet. So what you thought was toich hamozoin is in fact lifnei hamozoin. What you thought was lifnei hamozoin wasn't even that.
Why does Rashi have to classify or designate that second cup as lifnei? Why is that necessary? He already told us it's Naba Makam Suda, therefore the two are connected.
The first cup.
Yeah.
So where is your Yayin Shelefnei HaMozoin? If my second cup is going to be classified as Toich HaMozoin, then L'chayra, the first cup, is Lefnei HaMozoin. Says Rashi, no, the second cup is Lefnei HaMozoin. So what's the first cup? Lefnei. It's a double Lefnei. It's before you've started the stage, which is called before the meal. It's the before.
Rashi previously, when we're talking about when they washed the single hand, he says, "Lekabel ba kois shesoyser lifnei hamazon."
Yeah, no, you're right. Of course, technically, of course, this is yayin shelifnei hamazon. But it's not classified halachically as so. At the end of the day, chronologically, of course it's wine before the meal. I mean, he's going to have the wine at 10 o'clock, he's going to have the meal at 10:30. But you're right, it's a bit tricky. But Rashi over there is just telling you chronologically the Seder. But if you want to classify, that's what Rashi says, we cannot call it, meaning we cannot categorize it lahalocha as yayin shelefnei hamozoin. Why? Because Rashi is teaching us a very important rule. The yayin shelefnei hamozoin has to be b'mokim hamozoin. So if we come back to Tosfos now, over here in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, everything is fine and well. When Tosfos says that yayin shelefnei hamozoin exempts yayin shebetoich hamozoin, it turns out, at least in the way the Rashi is learning it, that's providing that the wine is all drunk b'mokim hamozoin, b'mokim asuda. So then we can work out at which particular stage of the Suda is it being drunk. Is it Lifnei, is it Toich, or is it Achrei? But in our Sugya, it doesn't even begin Bechlal, because the first cup of wine is not drunk, but Mokem HaSuda. So what are you going to do? Classify it as Shelefnei HaMozin? Says Toisus, no. Says Rashi, it's not even called the Yayin Shelefnei HaMozin. So if it's totally unrelated to the meal. And if it's totally unrelated to the meal, why is it unrelated? Because it's not even in the same place as the meal. So we understand full well that when the meal eventually begins and you now have the Lo-Yayin Shelefnei HaMazon, obviously you've got to make a bracha afresh, because the bracha you made before has no connection to it.
Can we assume then, because we've seen we brought, they washed their hands at the beginning, and now they're following that up with Yayin, so that they're going to actually wash after? Directly after the wine?
No, wash again? No.
No, not wash again, but to make a moitzi.
They've already washed for moitzi. Like we do on Friday nights. Like the Yekkers do on Friday nights. Wash for moitzi, and then they drink the wine.
Okay.
Now, look at Tosfos, the second Tosfos. Tosfos is very similar. Bolohem yayin, etc. We said you've got to make a second bracha. So Tosfos, what's going on? He's lechayra bothered by the same question. Afal gavde yayin shelifnei hamozoin, poita yayin shelachar hamozoin, the kol shekein zeh shelefonov hu. End of question. What's Tosfos asking? We know from the Mishnah that wine before the meal exempts the wine after the meal. Kol shekein, mean even more so, that the wine before the meal can exempt the wine during the meal. And now we know, Baruch Hashem, what that kol shekein means. It's referring to Tosfos over him and Beis Amud Beis, where he says that that's considered a downgrade, not an upgrade. So therefore, Tosfos is bothered by exactly the same question that bothered Rashi. Why is our Gemara telling me you've got to make a second bracha over the wine, but you've already made a bracha over the yayin, shelefnei hamazon, and that should certainly exempt now this second cup of wine? Says Tosfos, Shani Ocha. Here is different. Kiven Sha'olu Lahosev, because they went up to go and do this leaning, have a Shinui Mokoim. That's considered a change of place, and that's why Vasorach Lavorech, you've got to make another Brocha. Lachoira, that is very, very similar to Rashi. Rashi also said that
Makam Suda.
You need Mokim Suda. And if there's no Mokim Suda, then we cannot classify the first cup of wine Lifnei HaMazon. Now, I'm not sure if Tosfos is saying exactly the same as Rashi. Remember, Rashi took it very extreme. And Rashi says, because it's not the Mokim Suda, it's not even classified anymore as Yayin Shelefnei HaMazon. So what are you going to call it? So just for want of a better term, I'll say it's called the Yayin Shelefnei Lifnei HaMazon. Tosfos didn't go that far, perhaps. Tosfos didn't go as far to say that we don't even classify it as Yayin Shelefnei HaMazon. It is Yayin Shelefnei HaMazon, but it nonetheless won't accept the wine during the meal, because at the end of the day, the wine during the meal was eaten in a completely separate place to the wine before the meal. But not necessarily that as a result, all the cups of wine now change their title. But either way, the lomdus between Rashi and Tosfos is very similar. That this Gemara has no connection to our mission of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, for the simple reason that over here, the Shinui Mokoim from the first cup to the second cup means there is zero connection between the two cups of wine. So whatever you categorize them, however you label them, whatever you want to call them, you can call whatever you like. But the first cup of wine has no connection whatsoever to the second cup of wine. You've moved place, it's not connected at all, and that's why the bracha over the first cup can simply not exempt the bracha over the second cup. So now let's look back in our Gemara. Now that we've finished the Braisa, says the Gemara, Leheich. Yep, so you have that word? Leheich Lishna. According to that version, the Omar Rav, in which Rav said, quote unquote, Loishanu ela pasta boi hasevo. Aval yain loi boi hasevo. What does it mean according to that Lishna? Is that the first Lishna or the second Lishna?
First.
The first. In the first Lishna, what did it say? that according to Rav, you only actually ever need Heseva in the case of Pras. But Yain doesn't even require Heseva. A tremendous Kula. Wine does not need Heseva. And if it doesn't need Heseva, even when there is no Heseva and there's only Yeshiva, one will make a bracha for all. That does not fit in our Braisa. Why? Says the Gemara, Leheich Lishna, according to that version, Do'amar Rav, in which Rav said, quote unquote, Loi Shonu ala pasta boy Heseva, Aval Yain Loi boy Heseva, close quote, Kasha Reisha. So according to that, there'll be a Kasha from the Reisha. What's the kasha from the Reisha? Because what do the Reisha say? They're all sitting down and...
they all made their own bracha.
They all made their own bracha. Why making your own bracha? That's only good for Pas, not for Yayin.
One person could have made it for
everybody. One person should make it for everybody. Says Rashi. Echom mevarech lekulam. Once they're leaning, the kivan, the hesevu. Because once they are leaning, hukvu, they've now become established as a kviyas suda. What about the Reisha? Kasher Reisha. Duktoni, because it's stated over there, quote unquote, Kol Echod Ve'echod Mevarech La'atzmoi. So that's an absolute direct stira. In our Bryce, it says that whilst they are sitting down, right the very first stage, they sat down on these benches and chairs, and it says, everybody made their own bracha over wine. Why? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's great, but according to Rav, it's highly problematic, because Rav says that Yain doesn't need Heseva. Says the Gemara, no, here's different. Shani Orchin. In the case of guests, is different. The Da'atayu Lame'aker. What does that mean, the Da'atayu Lame'aker?
Is there an intention to move?
Essentially means datayu, their das is lemeka, to oike themselves, to uproot themselves. What does that mean? Says Rashi, a long Rashi. Shani orchim datayu lemeaker, soifon lemeaker, bachnas asorch, bach. Sorry. Soifon lemeaker, v'la'alois, v'la'hosev. B'mokoyim acher. What does that mean, soifon? Their end is to be oika. What does it mean to oika?
Uproot.
To uproot themselves, to go up, and to lean b'mokoyim acher. She'ein ze mokoyim hamasiba. Where they sat themselves down at the beginning, like we said, it was just the foyer in the hotel, right? That's not the mokoyim of the masiba. Elokan Yoshu. It's just that over here they temporarily wait and they sit down. Ad sheyisconsu kol hakruim, until all of the, what does kruim mean?
All the guests,
all the invitees. Kruim literally means all the called ones, like Vayikra. So they wait until all the guests have entered, and therefore they just sit there waiting on a very temporary basis. V'derech balei batim ashirim. And the normal derech of the wealthy balabatim, hoya lezamein lesuudosam orchim aniim, they would invite their meals poor guests, lahachi kari lohu orchim. Therefore, that's what we're calling over here the orchim. It's the poor people that are coming to the rich man's house. So if they're just waiting, as it were, he says, listen, before you enter my main dining room, if you could just wait outside, please, in the lounge, and have a bit of a l'chaim, when we wait for all the guests to come in. But that's not where the masiba is taking place. The hod omarav yain loy boy haseva. So when did Rav say that wine does not require haseva? Elo yeshiva ba'alma. That is Shaloi Bashas Sauda Ka'omar. He's talking about either not at the time of the meal, Oi Bashas Suda Ubamokim Suda. What does that mean? There's two opposite cases. In fact, altogether, there's three cases. What does it mean, shaloi b'shas su'udah?
Before the meal, really.
It's more than that. No, it's not at the time of the meal, the chlal.
So could you mean afterward?
It means we're not having a meal.
Sitting around drinking.
You're just sitting around having a drink with your friends. There's no su'udah. So under those circumstances, Rav says, one second, forget Heseva. Heseva plays no role. Heseva only plays a role when what? When there's going to be a su'udah. Mm-hmm. If there's no su'udah, then Heseva plays no role. One case. Or in another case, when there is a su'udah and you're sitting down already, b'mokoyim the su'udah, then the fact that there's no Heseva is not a problem at all, and one will make a bracha l'kula. But our case is the third case. Our case is the worst of the lot. Why? Because it is b'shas suda, but it's not the mokoyim suda. And therefore, so what? Therefore, everybody's das is what? When you sit on these chairs to have your wine, what is everybody thinking to themselves? And in 1 minute, we're on the move. So that's completely arai. That's not kvius at all. So it's true that Rav said that there could be circumstances where one will make a broch on everybody's behalf when it comes to yain, even without heseva. But that's when there's a kvius. What does it mean that's when there's a kvius? Either because you're sitting down having a wine drinking party, or you're having a full-blown suda, but we're already there in the mokim of the suda, albeit not beheseva. But our case is the worst of both worlds. Why is it the worst of both worlds? Because on the one hand, we're not having a wine party. We're having a full-blown party. But on the other hand, I'm not in the mokim of the full-blown party. I'm just temporarily waiting in the foyer, outside, in the lobby of the hotel. And therefore, why does everybody make their own bracha? Because there is no kvius whatsoever. We're all drinking. We know at any given moment the balabais, the wealthy balabais, is going to say, fine, okay, that's it. All the guests are here. Everybody please pick themselves up and move into the dining room. That's not a kvius. So under those circumstances, Rav will admit that because there's no kvius, everybody makes their own bracha. Remember, it's all dependent on that factor. What is our whole discussion on the Mishnah? One makes a bracha, you all make a bracha for yourself. It's all depending on one criteria, just the machloikas is when that criteria applies. Is this a kvius and we're considered to be together? Or is it considered to be aray? Like having a snack and when I happen to be in the same room, I might well be talking to you, but we're not considered eating together. Right, remember we gave the example, if you go to a restaurant, the person on the next table might be just 3 feet away from you, but it's not a kvius together. I'm not sitting eating with him, I happen to be in close proximity to him, not with him. I can be standing up at a kiddush eating a piece of cake, and you're eating a piece of cake, and we're talking to each other, we're right next to each other. That's not a kvius. I'm not eating with you. So then everybody makes their own bracha. I sit round the table. Or in the times of Chazal, we leaned, oh, that's a proper kvius. Now I'm considered eating a meal with you. There's a connection between me and you, therefore one makes a bracha on behalf of everybody. So, Rav was mechadesh, according to this Lishna, that yain doesn't require heseva. So Rashi's explaining, yes, that's either because we're having a wine party, so we're all sitting together. We're not leaning because you just don't lean when you have wine. That's enough of a kvius. So I'll make a bracha for all. Or, it's not a wine party, it's a full-blown party, but we're already in the dining room. Therefore the kvius has begun. But if you're sitting in the lobby of the hotel, waiting for your full-blown meal, and this is just the cocktails outside, and everybody's das is to be oika themselves and move themselves inside, therefore, Rav admits there is zero kvius at the moment, and everybody who has their little cup of wine has to make their own bracha.
So if we had a situation where, let's take chasana, and everybody comes, and everybody's milling around before a kippah and a tish, So everybody, and they serve some wine.
What do you call it? Smorg?
Whatever.
Smorgasbord, whatever.
Okay, and they serve wine. So everybody's making their own bracha because there's no chibur,
right.
There's no kviyas.
Even according to Rav.
Now, move in after chuppah into the suda.
Then one bracha for everybody.
One bracha for everybody?
According to Rav, even if you're not leaning.
At a table.
Right. Even if you're not leaning.
Yeah.
Why? Because...
Well, it's not Rav Yol now to lean either, right, though? At this point...
Well, so you're talking about nowadays or in times of Chazal?
Now.
Oh, nowadays we don't need a seva. So once you're around the table, that is our haseva. But even if before you
could
got
there... Could we get away with one bracha by table?
For sure. Because that's a kvius. Once you've begun the meal or in the mokum of the meal, that's a kvius.
How many people do really do that?
So far, let's have a look at that Rashi again. It's a long Rashi. Shani orchim dudatayu lemeekar, soifon lemeaker. Their end is to be oikel themselves, to uproot themselves, v'la'alois, and to go up, ulahosev, and to lean, b'mokim acher. In a different place. She'ein ze mokim hamasiba. By the way, what's the Hebrew word for a party?
Masiba.
You know why? Where does it come from? Haseva. Haseva, Masiba, it's the same letters. This is not the mokim of the Masiba, Elo. Kan Yoshru, this is where they sat, Ad sheyiskonsu kol hakruim, until all the invitees finally entered. The derech bale batim ashirim. And it was the way of the wealthy balabatim, hoya lezamein, they used to invite lesudosam to their meals, Orchim aniyim. Poor guests, lahochi kori luhu orchim, and that's what we are referring to when we talk about these orchim. And under those circumstances, there were always two stages. Stage one was they waited in the lobby, waiting for all the guests to arrive, and there was a cocktail arrangement outside. Then they moved into the main dining room. So therefore, where are they drinking their wine? That's not b'mokim hasuda. Says Rashi, v'ho d'omar Rav. And that which Rav says that yayin loy boi hasevo. That yayin does not require hasevo. Elo yeshiva ba'alma, even merely sitting, would suffice. That's all talking about sheloy b'shas su'uda ka'omar. He was talking about where there is no su'uda. And if there's no su'uda, you're not planning on moving anywhere. I'm sitting having a drink with my friend and I'm staying put. Or it is b'shas suda, or b'mokim suda. Or maybe it is at the time of the meal, but at least it's in the mokim of the suda. What does it mean it's in the mokim of the suda? It means you're in the dining room already. It's not separate to the suda, it's b'shas suda. It's at the time that I'm going to have a meal. It's junctioned together with a meal. And it is b'mokim suda, so it's all part and parcel of that kvius. That's when Rav said that even though you haven't yet started your leaning and you're still sitting, nonetheless, echod mevorech l'kulam. As opposed to our case, which is b'shas suda, it's called the time of a suda, but it's not b'mokim suda. So what's everybody thinking when they're drinking their cocktails?
They're going to move.
Any moment, I'm going to move. If there's no kvius, that's why he agrees that there's no connection between us. Everybody's das is on the main meal. Nobody's thinking about this room because you're not even in the right place yet. Under those circumstances, there is no kvius, and therefore everybody makes their own bracha.
Why did Rashi find it necessary to tell us that this is a case of where rich people invite poor people?
No, because he's just explaining why is it that they're all moving. Why are they being oikah themselves?
So if rich people would invite rich people, they wouldn't sit outside
away? Or? No, I'm not sure. Maybe that would be the case, I don't know. But you just explained, because you're waiting for all the guests, maybe you're right, therefore the aniyim can wait outside. When all the guests have arrived, fine, then you move into the main function suite. Okay, says the Gemara, there's one more kasha. Back into the Gemara. Ulaheich Lishna. And now, according to that Lishna, it was the second Lishna actually. the Omar Rav, in which Rav said, Loi Shanu Elo Pas, the Mahanya Leha Seva Aval Yain, Loi Mahanya Leha Seva, quote unquote. According to the second Lishna, it's not an issue of whether you require Heseva, it's an issue of whether it even helps Heseva. And according to Reb Yochanan, according to Rav, Rav says, Yain loy mahanya Heseva. What does it mean, loy mahanya Heseva?
Doesn't work, and therefore everybody is
there is no such thing as a kvias with Yain. It's not a question of whether you need Heseva. It's a question of whether Heseva can help. Even if you're leaning, I'm never drinking wine with you. There's no such concept as a wine party. I can have a proper bread party. That's a proper meal, so we're eating together. So what's the question? Kashya Sefer. So then the Sefer is problematic. Why is the Sefer problematic? Because what does it say in the Sefer of this Brisa? They were sitting on the chairs, and then they all moved over to where? And it says they did Heseva, and guess what it says? Echad Mavarech Lekulam. I thought you just told me that when it comes to wine, there is no such concept as Echad Mavarech Lekulam. Because there is no kvias. Heseva doesn't help. I don't care whether you're leaning, it's not considered that we're drinking wine together. There's no connection. So if there's no connection, and everybody has to make their own bracha, so why on earth is it saying this brisa, the one makes a bracha for all? Says the Gemara, we can answer that as well. Shani Osam, the migu. What does migu mean? Since the komahanye leheseva lapas, therefore mahanye leheseva leyayin. Since the Heseva will help us, at least with regard to the bread, so in turn it'll help us also with regard to the wine. In other words, it's true. There is no concept as a wine party. Even if we're all drinking together, and even if we're doing Heseva, but the concept of a Su'udas Yayin doesn't exist. Therefore, we may be in animated conversation together. We may be in very close proximity to each other. It's not considered a kvias of yain, and therefore, we're all separate. But if you're about to eat bread as well, so we already have the glue. We already have a binding agent between us. What is that? The Heseva
for?
For the bread. Ah, so now the wine is considered part and parcel of it. So in its own right, then it's true, 100% true, wine is never a kvias. Therefore, that's why Rav says, according to this Lishna, Loi mahanya Heseva, Heseva won't help. Why won't it help? Because there's no such concept of drinking wine together, having a wine party. So why on earth, in our Brisa, did it say, they're all leaning on the couches and Echad Mavarech Lekulam? No. Because there, the couches bound them together. How so? Because they're about to eat pas. Ah, so they are together. Once you're together anyway with regard to pas, now I'm also considered to drinking wine together with you. But the wine needs to ride on the back of the bread. If there's no bread, drinking wine together is not called drinking wine together. Everybody is individual, everybody's separate, and therefore everyone's got to make their own bracha. Mashenken over here, where the Heseva at least helps out with regard to the pas, so therefore helps for the yain as well. And that's why one makes a bracha for everybody. Okay, very good. Fine, so we'll hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem, the next Gemara is a short piece of Gemara, 4 or 5 lines, but there's a lengthy Tosfos over here. The third Tosfos is a lengthy Tosfos. And it should be seen, important Tosfos, it goes on that short piece of Gemara, following which we'll then continue after the two dots and keep going into the next Sugya Mitzvah.